Today I'll continue our sharing from last time.
在我想在这个前几个月的时间里面
In the last few months
但对于学生来讲这是一个毕业的季节
For the students it's their graduating period
那有一些弟兄姊妹要抽就是说找工作或者说找工作要抽 H1B
And some brothers and sisters they are looking for jobs and their jobs require to have a H1B
而且在超过23万的人当中要抽85000人
Maybe over $230,000 they have to
lottery
for a lottery to get 85,000 out of that
那有的人找工作
and some are looking for jobs
有人要毕业看能不能毕业
and some they are going to graduate they don't know if they can graduate
当我在思想那个腓立比书
I was pondering upon Philippians
主耶稣他是经过卑微的十字架路
Lord Jesus has gone through that lowly the road of the way of the cross
然后他复活
and he resurrected
复活他也高升
and after he resurrected he was raised up
然后坐在父神宝座的右边
he ascended to the right hand of the Father
那我们要怎么经历主的高升
how do we experience that rising up
那我们一定要学习跟随主经历十字架
Then we have to experience to follow the Lord and to experience the cross.
但主现在在高处。
But the Lord is on high place right now.
我们要怎么经历主他的那个高处
？How do we experience that high place?
所以我就想到那个，我上次讲到那个故事。
And the last time I mentioned a story.
就是在有一次一个年轻的史百克弟兄。
A young brother Sparks.
然后去拜访年长的F.B. Meyer 弟兄。
He was visiting a brother F.B. Meyer who was more elder than him.
当他在等候那个忙碌的弟兄有时间来见他的时候
，When he was waiting for our brother who was very busy.
然后他看见墙壁上挂着一幅字。
He saw a plaque on the wall.
上面写 look down， 往下看。
It says to look down.
所以他看了老半天不太理解。
After looking at it for a while, he couldn't understand.
所以当年长迈尔弟兄出来见他的时候
，So when brother Meyer came out to him
那他就先问他说弟兄啊我们基督徒通常我们只讲 look up 我们只讲往上看
He said brother as Christians we always say we look up
因为我们在地上我们是在仰望我们的主
Because when we're on the earth we look up and look upon our Lord
那为什么你这边是写往下看呢
Why do you say look down
然后我们年长弟兄就说这个根据于你现在所在的位置所以你的那个看的角度是不一样。
And the elder brother responded that according to what position you're standing right now, what ground, then it's different angles that you view it.
所以这个表明说，我们弟兄有一个经历呢，他是在高处是往下看，所以是 look down.
So our brother had this experience that he was standing on higher place and looking down.
但是基督徒的的确确呢，这两个经历我们都应该学的。
As Christians, we have to exercise have to experience both these both looking up and looking down
往上看是仰望主
looking up we look upon the Lord
然后我们与主一同在天上的时候我们是往下看
and we as when we are sitting on in the heaven with the Lord then we are looking down
上次我试着交通是往上看
the last time I share looking up
我用了这个希伯来书十二章第一跟第二节
and I use Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2
就希伯来书第十一章，第十二章一跟二。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2。
我们基督的许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在非常重要。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
也许你在等候什么事情的一个结果。
Maybe you're waiting for the result of a certain thing.
对不对？假设抽签的话，你根本不晓得结果是什 什么时候会来。
Maybe with the lottery, the H1B, you don't know when the result will come.
那这个时候你心中一定要仰望主。
At this time, you have to in your heart to look upon the Lord.
你不要让这个不确定的一个情况呢缠绕你的心。
Do not let this situation that is unknowing to you to entangle your heart.
我们眼睛要注视在我们主的身上，知道他是那位供应的神。
We have to fix our eyes on Jesus to know that He is the one who provides for us.
如果你前面的道路不清楚，你在迷茫的时候
，If you do not know what path you are going to take and you are lost.
所以我们一迷茫，我们不看主的话，我们就像那个叫什么无头苍蝇在那边转来转去。
When we are lost with no direction and we do not look upon the Lord, then we are like the fly without a head and going around.
所以我们要学习仰望主。
So we have to learn to look upon the Lord.
有一个故事。
That's a story.
就是有一个老船长呢，带着一个新手船员去出海。
That's an old captain who brought a new sailor out to the sea.
然后出海之后呢，他们就遇到那个大风浪。
When they're at sea, they have the huge waves.
但是在老的时代的时候，它是一种锋利的帆船。
So in the old days, it was the sail.
对，所以那个风浪太大了，然后那个站都站不稳。
So the waves were really strong and they couldn't stand, grab their feet.
所以那个新手船员那个看着这个甲板，这个脚都站不稳，要没有办法去调那个风帆。
So that new sailor didn't know what to do to turn the sail.
然后这时候老船长就赶快叫他说 ，Look up, look up, 赶快往上看。
The captain, old captain was very experienced. Said, look up.
然后他一往上看，就对着那个风帆，然后专心的去做的时候，哎，他突然发现他的脚步就稳。
When he looked up and fixed his eyes on the sails and to turn it, he realized that his steps, his feet was grounded.
弟兄姊妹，仰望主也是应该是我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, to look upon the Lord should be our life.
对，我记得我在去这家公司之前有两天的面谈。
I remember before I entered this current company, I have 2 days of interview.
面谈其实心中还是也蛮。但还是会紧张。
Of course, I was kind of a little anxious within.
那也不晓得人家会问什么问题。
I do not know what they will ask me.
对，以前我曾经接过一个面谈的电话。
I have received an interview call before.
对，那个 Lawson Software 来的，我还记得。
It was from Lawson Software.
他说你是不是你有没有用过这种东西
？He asked me if you have used this.Since I have not touched that software before, I said no, I haven't.
那你会不会这种 methodology, 你会不会用这种发展软体的这种方式？
Do you know this methodology as an
那我以前都乱写，所以哪管什么 methodology, 就我也不会。
I didn't know what I wrote, so I said, oh, I don't know.
就问了五个问题，没有一个会。
So he asked me about 4 or 5 questions, and I know none of those.
对，所以你说你去面谈，就碰到这种情况，真的是面红耳赤，下不了台阶。
So you know, in such a reaction, it was very embarrassing.
所以那次面谈呢，哎呀，我真是好好祷告。
So during that interview, for that interview, I really prayed before the Lord.
对，大概面谈了可能有没有十个人啊。
There are about 10 people, 10 staff on there.
然后每一个人来都心中赶快仰望主。
In my heart, for every one of them, I look upon the Lord.
对，一边问，心中还是仰望主。
And as they ask me questions, I look upon the Lord.
要感谢主，主有他的供应，后来就进去了。
Thank the Lord, He provides for us, and I enter into that company.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果是跟太太吵架，你心中也要仰望主。
And brothers and sisters, if you have a fight with your wife, you have to with your wife, then you have to also look upon the Lord.
再次 ，OK。对不，反正你们吵架跟 roommate 吵架也要仰望主。
If you have a fight with your roommates, you have to look upon the Lord.
你来了刺激，你不要眼目不要看着刺激。
And where there's a kind of a
irritation.
If you're irritated, then don't look at the irritation. Just focus on the Lord.
所以我借用那个有一个故事，有些弟兄姊妹听过啊。
You might have heard the story.
我记得一个年长弟兄他的版本。
Another version, the version that was according to this elderly brother.
那弟兄讲到尼托森弟兄的一个事情。
He shared about a story of Brother Nee.
他说有一次我们弟兄接到一个电话，一通电话。
He received a call.
然后讲的时候他说是是是，然后还满脸蛮喜乐。
And he was during the whole conversation, he kept saying yes, 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 and he was full of joy.
大概讲了三个钟头。
The call was for about 3 hours.
然后挂完电话之后，他的那个太太、他姊妹呢来问他。
His wife came to ask him after he hung up the phone.
他说：“哎呀，你是在跟谁交通啊？怎么这么喜乐？”
She asked him, "Who are you sharing with? You're so joyful."
他说：“也不是啊，他是打电话来骂我。”
And he responded, "No, he called to scold me."
这个各样各样的事情在那边讲我。
All the things he was just talking and scolding me.
然后他太太说：“你怎么就在那边喜乐，还在那边？”是是是，那样子给他讲。
And how can you just be so joyful and keep saying yes and let him scold you?
神没有让弟兄去辩解，他说让他就让他讲。
The brother said, "You know, God did not let me to try to explain it, so I just let him talk, scold me."
然后讲这个事情的那位年长弟兄，他也是一个传道人。
The brother who scolded him was also a preacher.
所以有一次他接到国内来的那个岳阳电话。
So he received this brother received a call, an international call.
然后那边有一个姊妹呢，就是打电话特别打岳阳电话来骂他。
This sister make this long distance call to scold him.
他说就是你那时候来我们那边一下那个。不晓得后面就发生了很多事情。
You came over to us, and then things happened.
然后杨弟兄很委屈，因为他只是简单的交通了一点事情，他后面他们自己做自己的事也不是他的问题。
And the elderly brother only shared a few points, and you know he didn't have anything to do with what they did afterwards.
他就没好多次呢，他一直想要辩解。
And many times this elderly brother tried to explain himself.
但他就想到林弟兄那个接电话的事情。
But then he remembered Brother Nee's reaction when he called him.
他就突然感觉啊，林弟兄那个经历非常的不容易。
And he realized that he sensed that what Brother Nee experienced was not easy.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人心中不是一直在仰望主的话，
Brothers and sisters, if a person is not looking upon the Lord in his heart,
你不可能过得了。
You can't get through this.
你先不要讲你不你先不要讲你不去稍微解释一下。
You do not even go to the explanation part.
那你更谈不到说你可以在喜乐的光景当中听这些话。
Even further, you can't even be joyful just to listen to these words.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们心中学习仰望主，我觉得真是太宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, it's very precious for us to learn to look upon the Lord in our hearts.
我觉得对我来讲，实在是在一些的情况里面呢，对我来讲是一个非常大的一个拯救。
That to me, in many circumstances, it is a great salvation.
今天我愿意交通一下，我试着交通那个 look down。
I will try to share with you about look down.
那个以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章五到六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 5 to 6.
以弗所书二章五跟六节，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him, and seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我有一次读的时候，我有点不太明白。
One time when I was reading, I couldn't understand.
因为我们活就活哈，他这边提两个活。
Well, we live, but it mentions two living here.
他第一个就是说，与基督一同活过来。
Yeah, the quickened, they will make alive.
然后他另外一个又讲与基督一同的 rise, 就是一同的复活起来。
The second one it says to raise us up with him.
所以我现在的一点领会是这样。
And this is my what I.No understanding.
就弟兄姊妹想象好，当我们还没信主的时候呢，我们里面是一片黑暗跟死亡。
Imagine before you come to the Lord, and in within you was just death and darkness.
完全一点的生命气息都没有。
There's not even any life in there.
但当你心中开始接触主的时候
，But when you start to come close to the Lord,
愿意先相信他。
You were willing to accept him, to receive him.
发现在那个沙漠最干、最没有生命的地方呢，
That in that dry desert, the one that is lifeless, that the Lord has put up to lit up, that's like a flower there.
那个叫做死无变有, 就是从死亡当中产生一个生命出来。
That even in death, the Lord created life.
所以当我们有了这生命, 你发现我们所经历的是一个复活的生命。
So when you see this life, you know that what we experience is a resurrected life.
整个生命好像胜过那个周遭一切的黑暗跟死亡。
That this whole life, it overcomes the it's victorious over all this death.
然后呢, 你发现保罗在这边写第三个,一同坐在天上。
Then Paul continued to write, he seated us with him in the heavenly places.
弟兄姊妹, 我们信主的时候, 主的生命进到我们心中, 我们应该都明白。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus and his life come into us, we all can understand that.
然后我们也在一些事情上面发现, 哇,主的复活生命真是奇妙, 叫我胜过许多的捆绑。
And in many things that we see that the Lord's resurrected life is so amazing that I can overcome sin and bondage.
这些我们可以知道也可以经历。
These we can understand and also experience.
可是呢, 当保罗在这边写的时候呢, 他把这个三个好像很理所当然的就放在一起。
But when Paul was writing this, as if these should be together.
然后你不仅
Not only you were quickened, then you were raised up with him.
然后他说,
he says too that we also sit with him on the heavenly places.
所以在保罗心里面呢, 他觉得这几个事情,
in the heart of Paul, that these three things can be experienced together.
然后当我们看那个,
in Acts,
二章二十四。 所以我心里欢喜我的灵快乐并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
For David says of him, I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in.
所以弟兄姊妹, 大卫在这边有一个经历。
David here has an experience.
他说, 我看见主常在我眼前。
He said the Lord is always in my presence.
但我们知道我们是在灵里面呢,
来到主的面前，跟他面对面。We know that in all spirit we come before the Lord.
但是你知道吗？ 当我们与主面对面的时候，
You know that when we are face to face with our Lord.
其实在一个属灵的这个经历里面， 我们其实就是跟主一同坐在天上。
Then in spiritual experience we are sitting in the heavenly places with him.
因为他是属天， 他在天上。
Because he's in the heavenly places.
但是我们可以跟他面对面， 在他的身旁。
But we can be face to face right at his side.
弟兄姊妹,
David can experience this.
保罗可以这样经历,
Paul can experience this.
我们应该要有个心愿呢,
we have to have this desire that we also want to experience this.
所以我试着照着我一点的领会来交通。
I try to share with a little of my understanding.
当我们, 与主在他的同在当中的时候,
when we are in his presence,
然后好像被主带到天上,
as if we are raised up to the heavenly places.
或是这样说啊, 当我们在还, 在地上生活, 对不对?
We are living on this earth.
然后我们学习仰望主,
we learn to look upon the Lord.
然后我们一直看着主,
we fix our eyes on him.
然后我们好像一边看一边看的时候, 你会发现你好像就被带到主, 主的面前。
And as you fix your eyes on Jesus, it's as if you've been brought before his presence.
一方面你注视在主身上,
on one hand, you're fixing your eyes on him.
一方面你又同时呢, 在主的面前呢, 看我们所经过的环境。
At the same time, you are before his presence and looking at the circumstances that you're going through.
对不对? 就是我们心中仰望主没有错, 看着主,
没有错。 Our heart look upon the Lord, we are fixing our eyes on him.
但难处还在啊。
But the problem is still there.
那个我老板的脸还是很长啊。
My boss's face is still very long.
对不对? 我功课跟我工作我还是做不出来，对不对?
I still can't finish my homework and I can't finish my job.
所以我在那个时候，你发现我被带到主的面前来看 我所经历的这些环境。
But at time, I see that I was being brought up before to the Lord's presence and looking down in all the circumstances I'm going through.
然后你就会发现，我们就开始用主的眼光跟他的角度来看我们所经历的事情。
And you realize that you're seeing from the Lord's angle, from His perspective, all that we are going through.
所以我记得 Andrew 弟兄喜欢用这个例子。
I remember our brother Andrew likes to use this example.
那个一个水瓶里面呢有半瓶水。
The bottle has half a glass of water.
那有的那个悲观的人呢就说，哎，真怎么样？真是不好，我只剩下半瓶。
Those who are pessimistic, they say, "Oh, I only have half of this. It's half empty.
Half left." 然后呢？然后那个乐观的人一看的时候，哎呀，太好了，我还有半瓶水。
And those who are optimistic say, "Oh, that's great. The glass is still half full. I can use it."
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个你看事情的一个眼光跟角度不同，你会发现你的反应跟感觉就很不同。
So when you looking at it with on a different angle, then you find that your reaction is different.
以前有内地会弟兄叫戴德生。
There was a brother Huxon Taylor from the Inland Mission.
哇，他真的是一个仰望主的一个凭信心生活的一位弟兄。
He truly is one who look upon the Lord and live by faith.
他到了中国传福音。
He was there to preach the gospel in China.
在物质很缺乏的一个情况底下，在那里不是中国人。
At a situation there's very little, he served the Chinese people.
他不止一次哈，他们家。我想他们可能就改吃米了，就是他们家有个米缸。
They probably turn to eating rice, so they have this jar, the container to hold the rice.
他还有他妻子也陪着他来，还有孩子。
His wife and children were there with him.
有一次呢，这个他妻子一看米缸没有米了。
One time, his wife looked at the container, there was no rice left.
真的是空了，这个全家要饿肚子。
It was totally empty. They have to go without the rice.
然后如果是我们的话，一看，哎呀，这真是主啊，真是怜悯我吧。
And if it were us, we would say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on us."
我们全家都是没东西吃了。
We have nothing to eat at home.
太可怜了。
It's too pitiful.
而且我们弟兄这个角眼光跟不一样。
But our brother, he has a different perspective.
他去看，哎，真的没米。
He said, "Oh, really, no rice."
他跟妻子说。
And he told his wife.
他说感谢主。
He said, "Thank the Lord."
这个就是主的供应要来的时候了。
This is when the Lord's provision is coming.
所以他竟然对着那个空米缸这个唱赞美的诗歌。
He looking at the empty container. He sing his praises.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄有一个从天上看事情的一个眼光。
Our brother has an sight that's looking down from heaven.
很多时候啊，我们人看为好，主不一定看为好。
Many times what men see that as good, the Lord doesn't see it as good.
所以有时候你当你用天上的眼光来看事情的时候，你发现你的优先次序就改变了。
You see that when you look down from the heavenly places, your priority change.
所以有时候我们的的确确承认说，哎呀，我这个礼拜天早上我可以补充我的睡眠多好。
Oh, on Sunday morning, I can make up some sleep. How nice that would be.
然后功课忙的人就说，哎呀，我这个四个钟头我可以读好多书啊。
Those who are at school say, oh, you know, I 4 hours, I can really use it to study.
甚至觉得，哎呀，这个聚会真的是浪费我的时间。
Coming to the meeting is really wasting my time.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们用我们自己的眼光来看这些事情，我们觉得其他事情比较优先。
This is when we use our own sight and look at it, we find that, you know, other things are even better than coming here.
当然我们也需要一些经历，就是当我们经历在聚会当中呢，我们跟主亲近。
But we also have to have some experience that in the meeting, we can draw nigh to the Lord.
我们发现在聚会呢，能够在好像一个补给站，叫我们在走天路的时候呢，再次得到地上加力。
That coming to the meeting will encourage us and give us kind of a little boost to keep going forward.
所以当我们学着用主的眼光来看聚会的时候，
So when we start to look from God's perspective,
那我们就发现主的心中何等的盼望，他的儿女呢 能够在顶杯前聚在他的面前。
How the Lord in his heart desired that his children will come and gather before the table.
那我们就发现，对于这个弟兄或姊妹来讲，聚会的优先次序就跟以前不一样。
And to these brothers and sisters, the priority to come to the meeting changed.
所以今天我不管做什么事情，我觉得这件事情我先把它分别出来。
So no matter what I'm doing, I set apart this time to come to the meeting.
对，的确我时间用掉。
Indeed, I have used up my time.
但是我现在用主的眼光一看，啊，主啊，我尊重你。
But from God's perspective, I said, Lord, I honor you.
啊，你就尊重我，你要把我失去的时，或者说你要把这个时间补还给我。
That the Lord will honor us, that He will give back the time to us.
然后这个人就真的开始经历主。
And the person starts to experience the Lord.
啊，有的时候啊，这个我们用的标准呢，是我们的标准来看事情。
Many times we use our own standard to look at things.
但是又当我们用主的标准一看的时候，哎呀，这个标准很不同啊。
When we use the Lord's standard, it's very far from us.
我必须跟弟兄姊妹承认。
I have to admit to brothers and sisters.
哎呀，我有一阵子觉得，哎呀，我真是还对主的事情还真是还蛮追求的。
There was a period of time I feel that, oh, in the matters of the Lord, I seem to have much pursuit.
然后花了。我以前有一段时间好在我还记得在弟兄几位弟兄姊妹读那个希伯来书。
And I also led some brothers and sisters in reading Hebrews.
你知道吗？我每个礼拜花15到20个钟头去准备。
And every week I spent about 15 to 20 hours to prepare that.
哎，我都不晓得那时候什么时候在念书了，记不得了，反正我记得我花了很多时间在准备。
I do not know when I was studying, but I remember spending a lot of time to prepare for the meeting.
但是好像弟兄姊妹没什么改变。
But there was kind of no change in brothers and sisters' life.
但我觉得我还是很尽力的在追求主。
But I thought I was doing my best to pursue the Lord.
但当主帮助我呢，用他的眼光来看的时候。
So when the Lord helped me to look from His perspective.
哎呀，这个他就慢慢给我开眼睛，说你这个但可能追求的方式不太对。
So He opened my eyes. Maybe the way I pursue is not right.
或者说我对主的心呢，没有我当初想象的那么可慕。
And that my heart for the Lord was not as what I imagined it to be so.To desire the Lord so much.
所以当我用主的眼光来看，来透过主的眼光来看我自己的时候
，That through the Lord's perspective to look at myself，
我就发现标准提高了
，And I raised the standard.
所以我就发现弟兄姊妹，我们要勉励自己，不要活在低标准里面。
We have to encourage ourselves to not live in those low standards.
对，好的，女儿不在可以讲。
My daughter is not here, so I can say this.
比如说这个我的。老大呢，这个读中文的话，他这个考试的标准是90几分，对不对
？For the eldest son, for his standards for the Chinese exam is 90 points.
没有90几分，感觉哎呀考得不好。
If he doesn't get more than 90, he doesn't feel he had a good result.
然后老二的眼光就不一样。
It's different for the second one.
哎呀，爸爸，这个我还考了70几分耶。
She said that I got 70s.
然后这次考了。50几分就稍微有点感觉没有到标准。
This time she got 50s and then she started to feel a little, you know, I have not reached the standard.
所以在弟兄姊妹，我们要学习用主的眼光来看。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn to look from the Lord's perspective.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我有个感觉哈，就是很可能在许多的聚会的情况里。
I have the sense that many times in the meetings.
因为弟兄姊妹普遍都比较冷淡。
Generally, we are kind of cold.
然后我们就用人的标准来看我自己。
And we use man's standard to look at ourselves.
你看他是这个样子，对不对
？This person is like this.
然后那个人比我年长弟兄那个样子。
And the other one who is more elder than me is like this.
就是大家彼此互相比较之后，就标准越来越低。
And when we compare, you know, amongst ourselves, you know, then the standards go lower and lower.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要用主的眼光跟标准来看事情。
So brothers and sisters, we need to look from the Lord's perspective.
然后还有一个比较这个敏感的话题。
another very sensitive topic.
我可能提过了，就是我在信主之前呢，挣扎了好多个，可能一个多月的时间。
Before I accepted the Lord, I struggled for about a month.
然后我也不晓得为什么我还不信。
I didn't know why I haven't yet wanting to receive the Lord.
直到那次查经的时候。
Until the Bible study at that time.
就是我信主之前最后一次查，就是去福音组。
The last time when the time before I received the Lord, I went to the Bible study.
然后那天我问了两个问题。
That night I asked two questions.
一个是堕胎的问题。
One is about abortion.
一个是同性恋的问题。
One is about homosexuality.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天我们社会当中那个标准一直在改变。
Brothers and sisters, in this society, the standard is continuing changing.
对，有些问题他们以前是觉得比较保留的去看这个事情。
Some in the past they hold back and look at the things, the issues.
然后今天呢，社会变成要鼓吹这个事情，要 promote 要这个赞扬这个事情。
But today in the society they are promoting it and sing praises of it.
所以那天我在问问题的时候，是以我的眼光跟社会标准的眼光来看这些事。
That time when I was asking the question, I was looking at it from the my own point of view and the society's point of view.
哎，那天好奇妙。
And that day was very amazing.
当那个弟兄要回答我问题的时候，我已经忘了他们回答什么。
When the brothers were going to answer my questions, I can't remember their answers.
但突然之间好像主把我拉到他的眼光里面。
All of a sudden, the Lord seems to have hold me into his own perspective.
然后我们的神是怎么看也许堕胎，神是怎么看同性恋。
How does our Lord see abortion and how does he see homosexuality?
哎，我突然这个问题就解决了。
And my problem was solved.
我说主的标准，主的眼光看的绝对比我准确。
I said that the Lord's standard and his eyesight, his point is very, it's much more accurate than my own.
我就照着主的标准来接受这件事情。
So I received this thing according to his standard.
结果过了几天，我想我相信我是在家就自己就信主。
And over a few days, I believe that I accepted the Lord Jesus when I was at home.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们我们要学习，好，当就用主的眼光看的时候，你会发现我们想事情的角度跟心思呢，就慢慢是用主的想法去看。
When you look at it from the Lord's perspective, and slowly you see that your own point of view will start to change, and look at it from the Lord's view.
有一个问题不太容易回答。
There's a question that's hard to answer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要祷告？
Brothers and sisters, why do we pray?
就主都知道一切我们需要怎么，我们为什么还要祷告？反正他都知道了。
The Lord knows all our needs. Why do we still need to pray? He knows everything.
但我们可以有些回答。
Maybe we can have some answers.
这也是对的哈，就是主乐意要人呢跟他一起同行，一起同工。
That the Lord is willing, that is happy that we will work with him.
他不要自己只是自己做，他希望人跟他一起做。
He is pleased that man would work with him instead of him just working by himself.
然后有的时候就是，当我们祷告的时候，我们发现我们这个人就学习相信主，依靠他。
And when we pray, we learn to trust in him, to look upon him.
然后主就借着这些祷告呢，把我们带进亲近神的一个生活里。
That the Lord use these prayers to draw us to have a life that is drawing close to Him.
然后有一次我跟一个年长弟兄有点交通。
I have a sharing with an elderly brother.
他就给我讲了几句话。
He spoke to me.
他说啊，这个祷告有一个功用。
Prayer has a function.
就是说，当你在祷告的时候呢，过程里面呢，你慢慢越来越明白主是怎么想事情的。
That through prayer, through the whole process, you start to understand how the Lord thinks.
所以我现在也要学这个。
I'm still learning this.
就是说，你在这个寻求过程里面，你现在不清楚这个事情怎么做。
In the process of seeking, you do not know what to do, how, you know, with this matter.
你不晓得这样做比较好，还是那样做比较好。
Is it better to do it this way or that way?
所以当我们在祷告的时候呢
，As you're praying,
哎，你越来越发现哦，主想事情。主的心思呢是这样子去想。
And more and more, you said, "Oh, the Lord's mind is this way."
所以就我自己想一个比方哦。
I thought about an example.
所以假设你的爸爸是很有钱的什么建筑公司的老板。
Maybe your father is a very rich person, boss of the architectural company.
对，借用建筑系。然后那个，然后你是他的儿子或者女儿。
And you're the son.
啊，你要。
Or a daughter.
你要继承他的这个事业。
You are to inherit this business.
你知道吗？有一个情况就是，反正这个老爸呢，就什么事情都帮你做好。
In one way is, well, the dad will do everything and get it ready for you.
或是说呢，什么事情他都怎么讲？他都叫你做，就每一个事情他都叫你这样做，这样做，你就照做就好。
And the dad would say, oh, just do according to this way, and then you just do it accordingly.
但是你知道吗？如果这样子下去啊。
And if you go on this way.
啊，这等到是那个老爸不在的时候。
When the dad is gone.
那这公司就垮了嘛。
This business will kind of close up.
因为他什么都没学到。
Because you have learned almost learned nothing.
但如果这个父亲呢叫这个儿子说你去做。
That if the father said, son, go do this.
然后你去做的时候，你去想去。你去寻求怎么做是比较好。
Go and see, you know, what's the best way to do it.
然后当你想不通的时候，你来问我。
If you can't, you know, think about it, you can't figure it out, come and ask me.
然后我跟你解释啊，为什么我会这样子想，为什么我会这样做决定。
I'll explain to you why I do this and what I think about it and how I decide.
所以他在这个引导的过程当中呢。
And through this guiding process.
哦，他就慢慢真的第一手知道说他父亲做事情是怎么想。
Then he would have first-hand experience how his dad does things.
为什么他觉得这样子比较好？
Why he thinks this is better?
所以弟兄姊妹，我试着彼此勉励好，我们在祷告当中慢慢知道主的心思，他的眼光是怎么看事情。
Yeah, through prayer, we encourage each other that we will start to see the Lord how his mind is and how his eye view is.
还有一个方面，当我们被带到主的面前，从天上看事情的时候。
Another thing, when we are being brought is before His presence and looking down from the heavenly places.
你发现地上的事情会变得比较微小。
That all these things on earth are very trivial.
对不对？你在高处的地方一看地上的事情，哎，这个什么，以前看的都好巨大，现在一看好小。
They used to be very huge to you, but now when you're in the heavenly places, they're very little.
我在90年代去陪我父亲去山东探亲的时候。
In the 90s, when I accompanied my father to Shandong to visit relatives,
我亲戚就招待我去爬泰山。
And our relatives invited us to climb Mount Tai.
对，那个泰山是五座名山之一。
One of the five great mountains in China.
然后我还蛮兴奋的，这是有名的这个泰山。
I was very excited. This is a very famous Mount Tai.
因为是不是孔子讲过，他说登泰山而小天下，对不对？
Confucius probably has said if you have
天下就变很小。
If you have reached the top of Mount Tai, then the earth, the things on it will look very small.
当我记得我爬了好多楼梯哦。
I remember I went.Climb many, many steps.
然后沿途欣赏很多的那个书法刻在石头上。
And I kind of admired all those calligraphy on the carved on the rocks.
然后我就很兴奋，我说：“哎呀，登到泰山顶端的时候。”
When I reached the tip of the peak of Mount Tai.
玉皇顶。
That was the Jade Emperor Peak.
哎呀，这个不是以前武侠小说在那边这个决斗的地方吗？
Other than one of those Chinese novels.
对，功夫 fiction 那个。
Oh.
所以我想，哎，我想说，这样我终于可以小天下了。
Oh, I can finally see that things are very small.
对，然后啊，但是那天很可惜，那天全部都是雾。
Too bad. It was very foggy that day.
什么都看不见。
I could see nothing.
所以我是比方啊，就是用这个，当我们升到高处的时候，你再看，你发现这些事情，那你就觉得微小。
Brothers and sisters, when you reach the high places, you see that these things are very trivial.
这怎么讲？就是弟兄姊妹，以前我们，比如说，当我们在假设好了，我们在读那个博士学位。
For example, if you're studying for your PhD.
我记得以前有碰过朋友这样。
I've met friends around like that.
哇，他很看重我，说我是来念博士的。
He was like, I'm here to study for my PhD.
对，有时候我介绍他说，他是来这边念那个 graduate school， 就念研究生。
When I introduce him, sometimes that you know he's here to he's in graduate school.
对，他就要改掉说，对，我是来念博士。
Then he would correct me and say, Yes, I'm here to study for my PhD.
哇，这个很重大，这个博士这个学位很重要。
It's so important, you know, this PhD.
我不是说我怎么样，我也有博士啊。
I didn't say about me. I also have a PhD.
但是你知道，多年之后再回头看啊。
But after many years, as I look back.
博士也没什么了。
PhD is also nothing.
对，现在就一张纸。
It's just a piece of paper.
我也忘了放在哪里。
I also have forgotten where I placed the diploma.
然后公司也用不到。
And my company couldn't use that.
然后我还要假装我。不是假装，就是我也不要提我是博士，我是 engineer， 我是跟你们一样，我是工程师。
I do not say to my coworkers that I'm a PhD. I would just say, oh, I'm just an engineer, just like everybody.
兄弟们，有时候我们在地上碰到，你光是一个考试，你就变得非常放大。
Sometimes you know, just an exam, you kind of magnify it.
你更不要谈什么生病啊，或者什么感情问题啊。或是什么学业啊这些东西，哇，真的是巨大无比。
We are not even going to like sicknesses and marriage and all these things. They are huge.
我感谢主，我在职业生涯当中没碰到太坏的老板。
I thank the Lord that in my whole like working time, I have not met a very bad boss.
但是有些地方只会碰到，对不对？所以这个情况主要我们学功课。
Some brothers and sisters have experienced that, and at that time, the Lord wants us to learn our lesson.
但是免不了我们会碰到一些同事。
But we can't avoid some coworkers.
他就找一些机会或者一些情况呢，给你难堪嘛。
They'll find opportunities to make things bad for you.
就是这样说你怎么样，指责你怎么样。
They'll just criticize you.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用我们地上人的眼光来看的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if we look from our own perspective, man's perspective,
这个太不得了的事情，怎么可以这样给我难堪呢
？This is terrible. How can you make do this to me?
对，我好歹也是堂堂一个什么工程师。
Well, I'm an engineer.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用天上眼光一看的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we look.With a heavenly eye view,
这事情没什么大。
It's insignificant.
所以当我经过这些事情的时候，用主的眼光一看，我气就消了。
But when we experience these things, when I look at it from the Lord's point of view, then all my frustration just went away.
我这还是小事吧。
And this is just very small.
我知道有这个提过叫何淑恩姊妹。
I mentioned before our sister Margaret Barber.
对他单纯的要到中国要传福音。
She was there to preach the gospel.
对，他也没有要争什么东西，没有。
She was not wanting to fight for anything.
但是因为他的工作有果效。
But her work has result.
那结果有一些其他的这个可能弟兄姊妹就嫉妒他。
So maybe brothers and sisters were jealous of her.
对，竟然有一些的谣传，就是说他犯了这些奸淫的事情。
Some even spread gossip that she has committed adultery.
哇，这个真的是天大的误会了，这是很大的冤枉。
It was a very huge misunderstanding.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们怎么看呢？如果我们用人的眼光来看的话，这些人太没有道理。
How do we see this? If we use men's perspective, then these people are just ridiculous.
那我现在恐怕要身败名裂，我真的是情况太惨了。
I will have suffered defamation, and you know, my whole life would go to ruin.
但是你知道吗？这个事情多么的巨大，对不对？对于一个姊妹的一个清白是有了影响。
It was a very serious matter to the sister.
那感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
对，当我们姊妹，当我相信这样，就是我们姊妹是用主的眼光来看整件事情的时候。
I believe that our sister must have looked from God's perspective.
感谢主，因为一切事情都在主的掌管的底下。
Because the Lord is in control.
她心中就把这个事情呢，就隐藏起来了。
So she hid this matter in her heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们看事情看得又大又难。
Sometimes we see things that are great and difficult.
当以色列人要离开埃及进到旷野。
When the Israelites were to leave Egypt and enter into the wilderness.
那个旷野叫做大而可畏的旷野。
It was great and fearful.
又没有水喝，又没有这个食物吃，在那边漂流。
They have no water to drink and no food to eat, and they were to be there wandering.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们的眼光来看的话，我们早就丧胆了。Brothers
and sisters, we would have lost faith if we looked from our own perspective.
但是我们必须要用主的眼光来看的时候，哎呀，这个大的旷野也算不了什么。But
from the Lord's perspective, even though this is a great wilderness, is nothing to the Lord.
结果当他们要进迦南之前呢？
Before they were to enter Canaan,
然后12个探子进去看,
the 12 spies enter into Canaan.
然后他们一看, 哇, 的确这个地非常的肥沃, 是很好, 没有错。
Indeed, the land was very good and
it's. 然后那个十二个里面有十个, 一看, 哇, 那里面的迦南七族都是巨人,
and ten of the 12 spies saw that the Canaanites, they are giants.
然后所有的这个城邑呢都非常的坚固。
And the city is fortified.
他们用人的眼光一看，全部这个心都消化，都丧胆。And
they lost faith when they looked from man's perspective.
只有两个加勒跟约书亚。Only
two, Caleb and Joshua.
他们是用神的眼光来看这些事情。They
look at these things from God's perspective.
他说这些人在神的眼中看是。
These people are nothing before the Lord.
我们的神呢是那个创造宇宙万有的神。
He is the one who created the world.
他要带我们进去，他应许带我们进去要得胜，就一定得胜。
He promised that he will lead us in there victorious, and he will be victorious.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现用不同的眼光看事情，产生的结果是非常的不同的。
Brothers and sisters, we see that. When you look from different perspective and you enter into it, the result that comes out is very different.
还有一个，就是当我们在高处的时候，我们会看到事情的全貌。
When in the high places, we can see the things in their entirety.
你不会只看到表面的现象， 你会看到全部。
You wouldn't just see the things on the surface.
你们都有听过一个预言叫做瞎子摸象子。
You have heard about a thing called the blind touching the trying to touch the elephant?
Elephant, 对对对，就是说有几个瞎子，他们从来没有看过大象。
And there are some who are blind have never touched and have never seen the elephant. They couldn't see.
那这个大象这个奇特的动物，让他们去体会一下它到底是怎么样的。
And to kind of experience what the elephant is like.
对，有人摸到象腿，他说这个大象是一根柱。
And some touch the leg of the elephant and say, oh, it's like a pillar.
然后摸到那个鼻子,
and touch the trunk.
软软的一根管,
oh, it's like a very soft tube.
摸到这个背的话, 哇, 这就像一堵墙一样。
The back is like a wall.
所以每个人都看到一个片面的一个现象。
You only see a snippet of the whole thing.
但是从主的眼光来看呢, 你会发现, 整件事情你会看到全部。
From God's perspective, you can see things in their entirety.
很多时候我们希望朋友呢，听福音的时候能够停下人生的脚步来停下。Many
times we hope that friends to listen to the gospel, they can stop their walk and just listen.
来思想人的一生。To
ponder upon the entire life of man.
因为我们平常太忙碌。And
we're usually very busy.
然后我们眼目所看的呢？ 都是眼前的这些工作啊，儿女这些事情。What
we see are our jobs, our children.
但我们从来没有去好好去想过我们人生一生呢，最后的结局，跟我们人生一生过的这些时间到底意义在哪里？没有去想。But
we have never think about our whole life is how meaning the meaning of life.
所以我们把朋友呢那个眼光呢，稍微引到一个比较放得远一点的眼光来看。
So we try to have our friends look more, not to be short-sighted, to look more on the entire life.
所以盼望呢，他在这个不同眼光里面呢，能够慢慢的能够看见他的需要，所以能够信主。That
from our different perspective, they can see their needs and can come to receive the Lord.
对，我们刚刚弟兄讲到那个，神的创造。
Our brother talked about Lord, the Lord's creation.
对，当我们普通平常人一看到神的创，就是说这些万物的时候。
When we look at God's creation.
哇，这个海非常的，非常的，澎湃，然后那个山非常的这个威严。
And we have majestic mountains and you know the great seas.
然后这个宇宙非常的浩大。
And the, this universe is huge.
That's it, 就这样子而已。
It's just that.
但是如果当一个人的眼光好像透过这些表面的现象看到后面那位创造的神。
But if a person through, can see through all these on the surface and see the creator,
你会发现他对这些事情的反应呢就开始不同了。
And you have a different reaction to these things.
也许心中就开始起了一个敬畏的心，哇，知道说宇宙万物当中后面有一位造物神，造物主。
That in his heart he will be fearful that behind this whole universe there's a creator there.
所以弟兄姊妹，当那个姊妹她眼睛瞎了，是不是一个悲剧呢？
Brothers and sisters, the sister who wrote the hymn, she was blind, is that a tragedy?
对，如果我们只看表面现象说这个姊妹是瞎眼的，真可怜，为什么神要让她这样一个有一个 disabled, 就是有一个残障呢？
If we only see it from the surface, we would think, the Lord, why did the Lord give her, you know, her eyes to be blinded, and she has this disability?
但你发现用主的眼光来看这个姊妹所经历的时候，
But when you see from God's perspective of what this sister has experienced,
没有想到她这个眼睛的这个眼盲呢，竟然是她的一个很大的祝福。
That her blindness is her very great blessing.
她把那个对世界的眼光关注了。
Her eyes were shut to this world.
她在里面呢，发现她跟主，她认识的那个更宝贵的主。
That within her, she knows this Lord who is even more precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们用一个事情形容我们的人生哈。
Sometimes we use a thing to describe our life.
那个叫刺绣，就是缝在一个布上面就缝上很多美好的图案。
Like a weaving, embroidery.
所以那个刺绣有两面，对不对
？So the embroidery has two sides.
然后背面的话，你就看到都是一些乱七八糟的线头。
In the back, you only see all those threads.
那它真正的图案呢，是在另外一面。
Its picture is on the other side.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在地上看事情的时候呢，你会发现我们都只是看到背面。
On this earth, when we see the thing, it's just from the back.
但当我们用神的眼光一看的时候呢，你会看见连正面呢，通通看见。
When you see from God's perspective, you see it from the front and you see the entire picture.
你会发现我们从真的能够从心里面说，主啊，这件事情真是你的美意。
Indeed, from our hearts, we can say, Lord, it is your good will in this matter.
所以抽，应该怎么讲？没有抽中 H1B 是不是一定不好？
Is it really bad if you have not received the H1B?
也许主在另外一个情况底下，他让，好的 ，OK， 就举这个例子好了。你第一次你没有去依靠主，因为你还有后面的机会，对不对
？The first time maybe you didn't trust in the Lord because you still have another chance.
假设哈，不要对，
这是
不要对号入座。
This is just example. It's not, you know, it's not saying anybody.
对，假设你第一次抽的时候，反正我有两三次机会，反正。抽不中，后面还有机会。
Maybe there are two or three chances. If I don't get it this time, so what?
真的没抽中。
Truly, you didn't get it.
后面只是唯一的一次机会。
Then later is just one more chance.
抽不中就死，不是死，就是抽不中就没了。
If you didn't get it, then you know all's done.
这一次呢，我们只好迫切的求主怜悯。
So this time we come earnestly before the Lord and seek His mercy.
主啊，我已经那个我的背已经退到墙壁了。
I've already retreated all the way to the wall.
我大概没什么退路了。
There is no other way I can go.
对，求主这一次呢，我愿意顺服你，引导我，在这次能够经历。
That Lord, that you lead me, that this time I can experience you.
所以我一直说，第一次没抽中是不是一定不好呢？
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, if you didn't get it the first time, is it truly not good?
所以当我们在后来用主的眼光看整件事情的时候，
When in the end, you from God's perspective, you see the entire matter.
感谢主，这些有主的美意。
And we thank the Lord, it is His sweet will.
再讲一个点哈，我们看一下那个历代志下十六章第九节。
Chronicles.
历代志下。
Second Chronicles 16.
十六章第九节。
Verse 9.
我念前面一半。
Second Chronicles 16:9 and the first part.
对，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and from throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His.
耶和华的眼目在天上遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord move to and from throughout the earth, from on high.
找那些向他心存诚实的人。
He's looking for those whose heart is completely His.
最后我们看马拉基书。
Malachi.
三章十六。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi 3:16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before Him for those who feared the Lord and who esteemed His name.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这几年哈。对这件事情感觉比较深刻一点。
Friends, this is a very deep impression about this matter these few years.
有时候我在想，主在天上，他看重的是什么
？When the Lord is in heaven, what does He hold dear to His heart?
他在找什么
？What is He looking for?
他在注意的是听什么
？What is He paying attention to and what is He hearing?
原来他的眼目一直找，一直找，
Because
想要找到一个敬畏他、爱他的人。
His eye is ever searching for one who fear him.
然后他在一直听，他要听那些一直在思念他的人。
He's listening and trying to hear those who are thinking about him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在很多的世代里面，也许像今天有很多的信主的人。
Throughout generations, maybe there are many who believe in the Lord.
对，几百万，也许几千万，几亿。
Maybe millions.
弟兄姊妹。但是神好像在天上一直在看。
The brothers and sisters, it's as if the Lord is ever looking from heaven.
他想要找到一些真正向他单纯爱他的人。
He's looking for those who truly are for him and who their hearts are purely for the Lord.
在他心里面，他宝贵这样的人。
He holds precious in his heart.
在亚伯拉罕的时代。
In the times of Abraham.
他就找到一个叫做亚伯拉罕。
He found one named Abraham.
所以呢，他心中喜悦。
His heart was pleased.
他把那个他的后裔那个全地的祝福呢，就赐福给他，给放在他的后裔上。
He gave all his blessings of this earth to his descendants.
然后当在那个士师记的末了的时代的时候
，At the end of the judges,
没有人听见神的话。
No one heard the word of the Lord.
但只有一个小小的撒母耳，一个年轻向他神单纯的人。
But one little Samuel had a simple heart toward the Lord.
神就开口，可以终于有人，我可以跟他讲话。
So the Lord opened his mouth because finally there was one I can speak to.
所以弟兄姊妹，神非常宝贵，他在全地，他在天上在看什么？就在看有人特别突出，是心一直向着他的。
He is looking from the heavens that there is one that his heart is always toward the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想要问一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask a question.
也许当我们一天工作很忙碌，或者学习很忙碌。
Maybe after a day's hard work and busy day.
那当你一天这个事情结束之后。
And at the end of the day.
你有没有想过什么东西是最吸引你的心的
？What is there something that really draws your heart?
你知道吗？有时候当我们有时间的时候，我们就哎呀，赶紧去上网。
And sometimes we have time, we will go straight to the to search serve the web.
对，这我经历太多了。
I have experienced a lot.
或者说有时间的时候就赶紧去，要干嘛？就是去 shopping 吗？还是
？When I have time, do I go shopping and buy stuff?
或者就赶紧去做什么事情
？Or to do another thing?
就是我们有没有一个情况，就是当我有一个机会的时候，有一个吸引，
Brothers and sisters, when we have time, do we see that as an opportunity to draw nigh to the Lord? Do not be afraid that, oh, I only know the Lord for a little time and I do not know His word well. But we are most afraid that brothers and sisters would lose a heart that has desire for the Lord. Because that is what the Lord is focused on.
好, 我今天就照着我的一些领会, 就希望弟兄姊妹, 我们能够, 也能够经历什么是与主同坐在天上。
I hope that we can experience what it is to be seated in the heavenly places with our Lord.
然后我们真实地把我们的眼光开始变。That
our perspective can be changed.
是啊, 我们是用主的角度, 用主的眼光, 用主的标准来看所有的事情。
That we use God's angle and His perspective and standard to look at things. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time. Man's words are limited. Lord, you are just enormous. The grace you're going to give us, what you want us to learn, is also beautiful and great. But Lord, you search our hearts with desire to experience you. Lord, we desire not only to have your life, not only that your life is manifested through us, that we will have your mind to learn to have your mind to see this world. That through this experience, this learning, that we can experience the salvation. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.